Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Who is under the weather.
The weather got cold.
Yeah, he has a cold. And I felt it necessary to share why Larry has a cold.
Yeah, go ahead. Just tell him. You know, you love telling the stories of Larry. Go ahead.
I had to pull it out of him. So, you know, we shared that Larry was after this little boy in our neighborhood. 7-year-old little boy, okay?
I wouldn't call it after him. It's more like he bullies me.
But you let him get to you.
And get it straight. I think he's about 9 now.
I think he's 7. Whatever. Anyway, he's under 10. Okay, so Larry finds out from word on the street, is what he calls it, word on the street in a neighborhood. We live in a
That's right. The word is out there.
We live in a very nice neighborhood. But apparently there's word on the street that this little Brandon has a contract out on Larry's life.
That's right.
For making him pee his pants.
He's got a contract out. I mean, he's trying to put a hit on me or something like that.
This is what Larry tells me. Anywho, so why don't you... You want to explain how you got the cold, or do you want me to tell them?
Well, it could happen. It could happen to anybody. Sure. So, okay, first of all, you find out that some kid has a this little son of
do
a bitch.
Do you think he even knows what a contract is?
Put a contract out on me. Okay, so that's what the word out there is. So I had to see what they're up to. Okay,
from the crazy and neighbor.
Hey, they have a club together like the mafia. They're like a mob, okay?
They're kids.
Excuse me. They're like a mob is what they are. And I know where the clubhouse is. I know where they have their little meetings and stuff, you know? So I found out, you know, that they were going to have this meeting. I knew they weren't going to be there at this time, so...
This is what he's doing in his free time, trying to find out the dirt on these kids.
Yeah, so I sort of broke into the clubhouse, you know, to check out, you know, what they had going on in there. And I got to tell you, it was like a little organized crime situation there, okay? Mm-hmm. So I may have been leafing around through some stuff, you know. There's papers, some old tissues, maybe. I don't know, whatever.
He probably looked like Kevin from Home Alone
with his
toys and stuff trying to get back at you. But I don't think it's a contract, Larry.
It is. And, you know, but, you know, kids, one way or the other, it's like a germ fest, I guess, because then what happens? But I hear the Rugrats coming that way, you know?
Oh, God.
They're going to have their little mob meeting, I guess, or whatever, so I had to hide, you know? So I found a hiding place, and they showed up, and, they, you know, once I the little snot-nosed brats, they were coughing and wheezing and hacking, whatever, and I thought, oh, great, I was thumbing through all their stuff in there, and they're all sick as dogs.
In a closed in a small space with them sneezing and stuff, Larry.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was in the environment. Yeah, but.
Oh gosh.
But they weren't too bright because they never caught me. I got away with it. I was like a spy, you know.
Just for these little kids. So the kids leave. Okay, he gets his dirt, so to speak. I'm using air quotes. You can't see them. Because that's what Larry said. He got his dirt. And we know that the people that listen to this podcast, of course they want drama. Of course they want drama. But these are children, Larry. Really, where's the drama?
Well, I'll tell you, the drama is I found out what they plan on doing to me. And let's just say I'm going to thwart their actions because it's not going to happen. I have a plan. And I'm sure in heck not sharing it with you because all you do is make fun of me and try to stop me from my plans.
I never make fun of you.
I'm sure in heck not going to let them go through with their plan to make an ass of me.
I never make fun of you, Larry. I'm simply trying to have you see the logic of it, that they're children, you know, and they don't have a contract out on
Doesn't
you.
Doesn't matter. They have
you
a
You have
contract.
To stop listening to... Is Bobby involved in this? I'm sure. I'm sure.
I'm telling
Putting you, ideas in your
these
head.
These kids have a little mafia.
All right. So we wanted to just share why my poor Larry is under the weather because he got himself into a little situation. So we'll keep you abreast of this, on the ongoings of this situation. Thank you so much for listening to Funny
Again,
Lady Life.
I'm a victim.